A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Luke. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none. And whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "What should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than you deserve." Soldiers also asked him, "And what should we do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether this John might be the Christ. John answered them, and he said, "I am only baptizing you with water, but one greater than I is coming, and I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with fire." He exhorted them in many other ways and preached good news to all the people. This is the gospel of the Lord. What we see here in John is what I would call today practical Christianity. And that might not seem very revolutionary, but it actually isn't, I'm sorry to say, what most of us were taught. We were taught belief Christianity. All you had to do is believe certain things. You didn't have to do anything different than the rest of the world. And we got to be honest about that. It's rather humiliating to look at the history of Christianity and to see we were pretty much as warlike, as greedy, as lying as everybody else, because we didn't preach a practical lifestyle. Notice what each group asks him: what should we do? Not what should we think, not what should we sing, not which church should we go to, but very practical application of not cheating, not lying. Can you imagine how different Washington would be if they just did that? Just stop cheating and lying. But we haven't even gotten that down, much less anything beyond that. Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone. It almost sounds like the basic Ten Commandments. And you know, the basic Ten Commandments are just necessary to keep us human. Without these basic controls, we don't have humanity. We don't have a society. We don't have a culture. We don't have a civilization. We just have everybody angry at everybody, mistrusting everybody, and fearing everybody. So now we know why John the Baptist got killed, even before Jesus. Because he's preaching them something that's so obvious and so simple, something we should take for granted, but in fact, a large percentage of human beings, including Christians, haven't learned the basics yet. You don't lie, you don't steal, you don't cheat, you're honest. You don't ask for excessive wages, you ask for honest wages. But we live in a culture built on greed. It's all about getting more and more and more. I mean, let's be honest. Do any of us in this room need a single gift for Christmas? One more sweater? What? We live in a world of things which never satisfy the heart. Spiritual goods, spiritual rewards, like a deep conversation, praying with a friend, that enriches you. But you know what? Material things, I'm told by people who've done studies that the satisfaction in opening a gift ends 15 seconds after you've opened the box. So do you want 15 seconds of supposed happiness? Or do you want something deep and lasting and real? That's what he calls at the end, good news. Jesus gave good news. And the good news is not so extraordinary. It's just how to live a human life. Maybe you've never thought of it this way, but I don't think Jesus came to earth to teach us how to be religious or to teach us how to be spiritual. I know we all think that. Surprise of surprises, he came to teach us how to be a human being. That's why he came as a human being. Said, this is how you do it, right? You speak with love. You treat your neighbor with love. You go out of your way. You don't cheat and lie and steal and hoard. But we live in a culture that's called capitalism, where hoarding is admired. Let's be honest about that. That's what we're supposed to do. Save up, save up, save up. Get more gifts and none of us need them. And he who has the most toys at the end wins. Life has to mean something more than that. Something more than getting and collecting and saying, I have more than you do. I'm not teaching you something hard, sisters and brothers. It's so simple that it's hard to teach. It's hard to know how to just be a human being. I'm actually rather tired. Been a priest almost 50 years. I'm pretty tired of spiritual people. They bore me to death. I just like an honest, real, loving human being. And that's what you are. Excuse me. I was able to preach last weekend at the 50th anniversary of the death of Thomas Merton at an event in Chicago. And he said, and it again seems so simple, our job is simply to become what we already are. And what you already are is a daughter of the Lord. Objectively, metaphysically, theologically, truthfully, you are sons of God. And the rest of your life is just to become that, to believe that, and to act in that most simple way. And you won't look that spiritual at all. You'll just look like a real human being.